Five Dude and the Moondog.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
Two guys who are scary without the masks. Only on Jeans Please.
Ow! Oh. Ow! Oh.
Welcome back.
Yes, it's Snarftu trying to sound like a vampire and doing a terrible job at
it. He's trying to sound like Bela Lugosi.
Oh, you sound a lot better.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
It's Cheese Please, I'm the Moondog.
And I'm the Snarftu.
And it's our Halloween Spooktacular.
Halloween Spooktacular.
Now, of course, Snarftu, Halloween means candy.
Yeah.
And, you know, did you enjoy trick-or-treating as a kid?
Sure did. I went out as a robot once.
As a robot?
Yeah.
Did you make the costume?
An orange robot.
Wow, impressive.
I don't know why. I think it's because I had orange paint around.
You know, the funniest costume I remember seeing around was my brother, who's 5 years older than me. It was when Star Wars was out and big. And, you know, life revolves around Star Wars for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, my brother had a costume. My mother made it for him. They bought the C-3PO mask.
Okay.
But the actual costume itself was made out of this dress she had, which was kind of like a gold lame with sparkles on top of it. So it looked like C-3PO had gone to Vegas. It was the funniest damn thing you ever saw, man.
So in other words,
be afraid. Be very afraid.
Basically. You know, I mean, let's just say George Lucas wasn't going to be using that design in any of the films.
Yes!
Now, of course, Halloween, and we're celebrating the music of Halloween while avoiding all the ones that you hear on your typical oldie station every year.
No Purple People Eater, no Monster Mash!
And Flying Saucer, wasn't that another one? No Flying Saucer either. But we do have artists like Ted Cassidy, Robert Englund, and my favorite, Count Floyd.
He's an artist? Freddy Krueger's an artist?
Freddy Krueger is going to be appearing a little later on with his little dance number.
And he's going to say hello and happy Halloween, too.
That's right. We got him to phone in, so there you go.
Hey,
just like us, we phone in our appearances every week.
Yeah. Hey, Moondog, let's see if you can figure out this movie clip here.
Uh-oh.
Okay, here we go.
Hit me.
Dare I but remove this stake from where his heart once beat, and he would rise from the grave within which he lies. And turn into a bat. A vampire bat.
Any idea?
That's got to be the 1931 Dracula with Bela Lugosi.
Yeah!
Now appearing on a DVD player near you.
Oh, yes.
In a beautifully remastered edition.
Thank you.
There was no Dracula like Bela Lugosi.
Oh, yeah.
And even any other movie he made when they were just vampire movies, he wasn't playing Dracula. He was always playing Dracula.
He
couldn't help it. Anyway, we should get on with the music, shouldn't we?
Shall we do, yes.
This one really intrigues me. The title is kind of interesting, Snarf, dude. You got to give me some history here.
Well,
it's got a chubby checker thing going on.
Zachary was big with all kinds of Halloween-type hits in the late 50s and early 60s, but this is one of the more uncommon ones that I can think of anyway.
Uh-huh.
Yes, they sort of cashed in on the twist phenomena of the early 1960s, and it's very interesting that the background track on this song is the actual background track used on the Chubby Checker hit.
Oh, really?
The
so they just
one.
Went in and recorded new vocals over the...
Apparently so, but here's John Zachary, and let's twist again. It's mommy time! Right here on Cheese, Please.
All right, Igor, you take the mummy's head and twist right. I'll take the mummy's feet and twist left. And we'll produce some mummy juice. All right, now let's twist again, like we did last summer. Let's twist again, like we did last year. Oh dear, do you remember when we first squeezed the mummy? Let's twist again, mummy time is here. Now round and round, up and down we go again, and we'll produce the juice that we love so. And then let's twist again, like we did last summer. Let's twist again, like we did last year. Last summer, Igor, when we twisted that fellow right out of his skin. Ooh, what's that flying around up there? Is it a bat?
No!
Is it a vampire?
No!
Is it the twister?
Ah!
Let's twist again. It's the mummy season. Let's twist again. like we did last year. Do you remember when we first started squeezing Igor? Let's twist again. Mummy time is here, oh dear. And round and round and up and down. Okay. And we'll produce the juice that we love so. And then let's twist again, like we did last summer. Let's twist again, like we did last year. One more time, let's twist again. Mummy time is here.
May you have a happy and spooky Halloween.
She's got a crush on Frankenstein. She thinks that monster is divine. She says I'd be her Valentine if I had a stiff and jerky walk. If I'd always grunt instead of talk. If I had his look, she wouldn't balk at loving me. A no siree. Another one she digs is Dracula. That old vampire spectacular. To use my baby's own vernacular. His cool, cold-blooded, icy stare. His shiny, patent leather hair. The way his bat wings flap the air. Give her a chill, a kind of thrill. The creature from the Black Lagoon. Make my baby swoon. She says that she would dig me so much more if I looked a little more like a dinosaur. Well, old Dr. Jekyll had the right idea. He'd take a drink and make Mr. Hyde appear. I guess the time is now and the place is here. Hey, look what's happening to my face. Another face is in its place. Well, baby, do I suit your taste?
Crazy baby.
Well, old Dr. Jekyll had the right idea. He'd take a drink and make Mr. Hyde appear. I guess the time is now and the place is here. Hey, look what's happening to my face. Another face is in its place. Well, baby, do I suit your taste?
Oh, I dig you.
Well, that's wonderful. Dig one up for me, too. Blah, blah, blah.
Soupy Sale is the kids entertainer from the 60s and 1980s radio syndicated jock. He's been around for a long time. Back then, he had a kid show.
Wow.
And my baby's got a crush on Frankenstein, and I can't even talk.
No, but hey, that's nothing new.
Blah, blah.
Blah, blah. That's
I should talk like this.
So, happy Halloween, everybody.
Thank you. Oh, sorry. You're talking about me.
I'm talking to everybody out there listening to our little undead show right now.
Undead.
I am the moon dog.
And this you made your point.
I'm freaking out. I can't help it, man.
And I'm the snuff dude being totally foolish.
And this week we've got music to destroy your mind faster than a ravenous zombie.
Yes, and faster than this background. What is going on in the bit here? We got this stupid heartbeat.
Well, that's because we have a little monitor up to your chest and that's all.
Oh, I was going to say, should that be a reason to be a little scared?
I'll be glad you've got a heartbeat right now, man.
Oh.
That means you're not a zombie.
Oh, okay.
That means you're not undead.
That's very good.
And actually, we've got another spooky Halloween tale for you.
Uh-oh.
And this one is all about eyeballs. I like eyeballs, and you like eyeballs, because they're gushy, and they're mushy, and they're kind of fun at Halloween. Anyway, Adam Cummer's children came screaming into the house after finding 13 eyeballs in their backyard in Ferguson, Missouri.
Oh.
That's a creepy number, 13.
13.
Now, several more eyeballs were found in neighbors' yards, and the culprit, apparently, the cows.
What?
I have no idea.
The cows?
What the origin. I tell you, that is spooky, isn't it?
Oh.
I tell you, kids, I'd be creeped out if I saw the eyeballs in my backyard. That's scary, kids. And
Who let the Crypt Keeper in
the
door?
I was going to say, we got to give props to the Crypt Keeper this week for taking time out of his or her busy schedule to be here in the pit.
The Crypt Keeper from Tales of the Crypt, of course.
That's right. And we should get back on with the music here on the Halloween Spooktacular.
Back into the music, we have what?
Little Demon.
Okay.
It's the Amazing Crowns right here
on Jeez, Please.
Down in the valley on the foggy hill rock, stood the crazy demon blowing his top. Fire in his eyes and smoke from his head. It'd be real cool to hear the words he said. Yes, demon is soul for the one he loves so. Death on his mind because the demon let him go. Walk through the world so they understand his pain. Somebody help.
Better turn around.
Why?
Because I've seen enough horror movies to know any weirdo wearing a mask is never friendly.
Hell no! You're on the freeway to homage. Jeez, please.
Welcome back to Cheese Please Halloween Spooktacular.
And my name is Snuffdude.
And I'm the Moondog.
And that was the Novas with the Crusher.
I got a question for you.
What?
That was a wrestling song.
Okay.
What exactly does that have to do with Halloween?
Well, he sounded kind of spooky.
He did sound very scary, didn't he?
Actually, he's in here in the pit in the background here kind of... Uh-oh. He's belching.
Okay, I won't insult him anymore, man.
Get the fans!
Yeah, talk about laying the smackdown on us.
So don't insult him.
That must have been like Vince McMahon's theme song from the WWE, man. The
I don't know.
Oh, well.
And coming up next segment's rather interesting. We have three celebrities.
You could call it a triple threat.
Yes, and
it's
here's
gonna
be
spooky.
Here's a bit of a hint as to one celebrity. There's a clue for you.
It sounded like Lurch was being pleasured by the Thing.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, that's our cue to leave, so we'll be right back.